Elton John is performing his hit song, Crocodile Rock, as a part of his album, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. It became his first number one single, reaching the top spot, and stayed there for 3 weeks. Flash forward to 2018, and Kenny Metcalf is performing the exact same song at Central Park in Santa Clarita as Elton in the early years.
12 years ago, a friend of mine came to me, and he was telling me that tribute bands were playing major venues. And in the 80s, I had toured with a band that was on Capitol Records. And so I was their original keyboardist for their first two record album live tour. And so he told me that, you know, he says, you could get out and, you know, probably, you know, be really successful because you always kind of sounded like Elton.
The band consists of Kenny Metcalf as lead singer Elton John, Brian Paulson as bassist Dee Murray, Larry Hampton as lead guitarist Davey Johnstone, and Raleigh DeVore as drummer Nigel Olsen.
So anyway, I decided to go for it and started practicing. I spent a year putting the show together. And this version of the band is the actual third version, and they've been with the show for 3.5 years now. So, but the very first show that we played, there was about 4,000 people in front of us, and then another 20 or 30,000 wandering in front of you all day long. But that's how it got started.
Not only did he sound like Elton, but some might have gotten the two confused, including Kenny's wife.
When I decided to put the show together, I thought I'd better see if I even sound like him. So I have a recording studio at home, and I recorded Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And so I did all the music, being a synth player and stuff. I could, you know, create the drums, everything. So I recreated the whole album track and sang all the vocals. And when my wife came home, she says, "Is that you or is that Elton?" So that was like, well, let's do this.
She even still to this day will occasionally say, you know, I sit there and listen to you and I start to forget it's Kenny. I think it's Elton. He really sounds that much like him.
The journey to becoming the legendary Elton John was not easy, however. About 10 years ago, Kenny was diagnosed with pemphigus vulgaris, a rare autoimmune disease that causes painful blistering on the skin, ultimately stalling his music career.
The disease pretty much rendered me, you know, incapable of working. So, going through that, and I didn't want it. I can't handle the stress anymore of business. I really can't, so I don't want to do it. I just want to be a musician, play. This is what brings me healing when I get out and play.
They consider music to be their miracle and have loved every minute of performing together. When asked what is their favorite part of performing, this is what they have to say.
Just making people happy, yeah. Number one, being musicians, because this is what we've loved doing all our life, being musicians and playing. We get to perform, we get to sing, we do it live. For me, the extra added thing, because Raleigh's an actor too. I don't know about Larry or Brian, but I would say they are, because they come into stage as the character they play. So for me, going through high school personally, from junior high and high school, and being in drama and stuff, this was musical theater. We're putting on a live musical, but we don't have an orchestra. We are the orchestra, and we are the vocalists and singing, and we portray the people that, you know, the costumes, the whole thing. So when we walk on stage, we're completely British. We have to be. We have to play that part. We don't break character in the show at all.
Yeah.
At the very end of the show, when the show is over, as we're finishing up a song, we introduce everybody as the character that they portray.
Some of the guys have been Elton John fans their entire lives.
It's cool on me in many levels. I already know the music like the back of my hand, having listened to it for so much. But then to have the extra added bonus of having the fantasy of kind of playing to an Elton... And we're playing to Elton John fans out there that are singing the songs back at us. And it's the closest thing I've gotten to play with the real Elton. And it's very, very, very gratifying. Super, super happy. Being able to do it, you know.
from the flamboyant glasses to the 8-inch studded heels to even the guitars they perform on stage with, Kenny does not miss a single detail when it comes to creating his masterpieces.
One of the things that makes our band distinct is Kenny's ability to manufacture and put together his costuming. Mm-hmm. He does a really good job of seeing some of the most iconic outfits and then, you know, recreating those. And so when he comes out on stage, you get the shock factor of the visual, the eye candy part of it. And then when we play along, it enhances that. Elton was a very fashion-oriented guy, so he had big glasses and all that kind of stuff. So there's a little more to play with on ours, you know. But it brings that extra value-added, you know, experience to the show. And, you know, it's nice because we all, four of us, dress the same, you know, with the same thing in mind, not quite as flamboyantly as Kenny. And it's good. I think it helps our band stand out. Yeah,
go after the detail.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So as a team, yeah. And we really, really, really do that. The guitars, I got carried away with it, but I recreated one of Elton John's guitarists, Davy Johnstone's Captain Fantastic guitar, and from that, I started thinking, well, you know what? What if I design some guitars that, you know, if I get them into Davy's hands, he'd want to play them. And so I started creating the album covers and stuff out of just my imagination, what I could see, and created stuff. And so all the guitars, they all have a character up there, but they're all amazing and they're all professional. But I grew up as a kid working with plastics and bandsaws and jigsaws and stuff like that. So I grew up in a sign shop. So it's arts and crafts galore. Same thing with my shoes and, you know, I'm wearing a brand new pair of them that I just made that took me about 30 hours. One rhinestone at a time.
Kenny is the only Elton John tribute to carry the endorsement of Mark Cuban, Ryan Seacrest, Katie Darrell of Axis TV's The World's Greatest Tribute Bands.
The interesting thing is it's been quality shows as opposed to, you know, we've been fortunate that we didn't really have to do like the bar circuit and stuff with this show. And for Mark Cuban and Ryan Seacrest to find me 4 or 5 years ago, that gave us their backing, and it was a live TV show. We had Elton's guitarist join us on stage to close the show. So with that, we had street cred from that standpoint, but you had to bring it. It was live, and Davy Johnstone was at home watching the TV, watched the show.
His other
guitar player.
Yeah.
So he was watching it from home, sent us a video saying he was going to watch it, and then he called Caleb Quay, Elton's other guitarist, and said, tell those boys they don't have to leave town. So that was really, really, really cool. From that standpoint, but from all of that, it's been more quality. So we haven't had to do as many shows, but we're picking up a lot more because it's just fun to be on the road. And every time we walk out on stage, somebody out there recaptures either a memory, if they're older generation crowd, of something that they saw, something where they were when they heard that song. And if we sound like Elton and we deliver that, some people break down emotionally. We see it all the time, people crying because they're reliving a memory. But then we got another generation that never saw us but get to see what it was like, what we grew up experiencing as younger people. I mean, all generations. And it's also, we went through the last 12 years where, you know, music from a standpoint of being a musician became loops and scratching records and DJs. And now you've got a generation that's turned on again to seeing live music played, and not just the cookie cutter stuff, but they're seeing, you know, stuff that's epic. And we play some pretty epic songs. 11 minute song, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, from beginning to end, spot on, like the record. And so they see that. It makes them go out and buy instruments. And so you got another generation coming up, but a lot of musicians out there now. And today's generation's really connected, I think, a lot more than when we were younger and just kind of, you know, watching everything from the Beatles to the Stones to whatever was going on through the 70s that turned us on. But now you got a younger generation that, you know, you got iPhones, you got all this stuff where they can find out how to do these things. And they're learning, they're teaching themselves. The guys pick up guitars and just figure it out, and drums and everything. But you got a generation that's hot for music again. So I'm really excited to see what the next 10 years is going to produce, not in the tribute world, just with music. I'm excited for where it's going.
Their music not only transcends over all generations, but to Elton John's lead guitarist as well, Caleb Quay.
Now for Caleb, when we played with him, he's on stage with us three times, and Caleb, he was there when Elton played Dodger Stadium. He was on that stage with him. When I walked out in that Dodger outfit, Caleb was like, he says it was surreal. He says, and then he goes, and then you sound like him. And it was like, he goes, I was reliving it on stage with you. And he said it just blew his mind, you know. So from that standpoint, it's like to have, he was a guy that, you know, I was a younger kid and I'm opening the album sleeves of these records and there he is and I'm inspired. And he plays with us when we have an event that we can use him. And Caleb, he loves to play with us. But the first time that he actually saw me play was at the NAMM show, and we played there, National Association of Music Merchants in Anaheim, biggest music convention in the world. Caleb saw us playing on stage, and he walked up to me after, and he goes, now I get it. He watched us play, and he says, I see it. And he just thought I was a guy, the first year he met me, he just was dressed up as Elton walking around at the NAMM show. And they have a documentary on his life coming out called Louder Than Rock. And we're in the documentary, and he's on stage with us. And so it's really incredible that he included us in that documentary.
They couldn't contain their excitement when talking about how they met each other before they even knew one another.
Playing Elton's music, you know, makes people happy, makes me happy. There's something about it, and he's the reason I became a piano player. I was a drummer for 10 years. In fact, Raleigh bought the drum set that I was going to buy my freshman year of high school, and I went in and I was going to buy it. My mom couldn't qualify for it for one more month, and in that process of that 1 month, I saw a guy walk into the drama room, play Bending the Jets on the piano. My mom had just bought a piano. I said, that's it. I guess all the girls got up and went around that piano. And I said, I never had that effect on a girl while playing drums. And so I never went back for those drums. Raleigh went in and bought them.
We just found this story out like a few weeks ago. We started. I was telling him where I bought my first drum set. And he started telling about this drum set he had his eye on. This is like 40 years ago. And I still
1973.
I still own the drum kit.
The Rockers finally bid us adieu.
This is Nigel Olsen bidding you all good night.
David Johnstone here. Good night.
Jim Murray, good night.
And from Elton John, from the end of the world to your town, Kenny Metcalf saying goodbye.
This has been Danielle Korsniak reporting for The Signal.